Trade and Paint is brought to you by Heston Speedway. For information about their 2016 racing events, visit HestonSpeedway.com. Like them on Facebook for specials and racing updates.
No, he didn't slam you. He didn't bump you. He didn't nudge you. He rubbed you. And rubbing son is racing.
Carl Edwards uses the bumper to push teammate Kyle Busch out of the way, and he picks up his second win in a row at Richmond on Sunday afternoon. On the last lap heading into turn number four, Carl Edwards used the bumper to push Kyle Busch up the track, and he got underneath him to make the pass and picked up his second win in a row and fourth in a row for Joe Gibbs Racing. Sunday also marked the return of Tony Stewart back to the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series after suffering an injury in the offseason. Tony missed the start of the 2016 season. He returned at Richmond. Not the start to the season Tony was looking for. He finished 19th. So this weekend, the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series off to do some restrictor plate racing at the Talladega Super Speedway in Talladega, Alabama for the Geico 500. Talladega, always the wild card in the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series. You got to have a fast car, but also a car that will handle well in the draft. My picks for Talladega, I'd watch out for Jamie McMurray. He's a great restrictor plate driver. Also keep an eye on Martin Truex Jr. And can Joe Gibbs Racing make it five in a row? We'll find out this weekend at Talladega. That's it for Trade and Paint this week. Remember, if you ain't rubbing, you ain't racing.